Last time on Bucci.
When your weps are too loud, weps. Well, I want to lay back and look at some stars. Now, I can hear you saying, Bucci, famously, I live in the Western Hemisphere. It's light out still. The stars are up there. They're just invisible. So you'll need to use your imagination. Not something I usually like you to do. We will just lie on our backs, close our eyes. Our brain is the universe when we close our eyes.
I'm already lying down. I pre-laid down before calling. That moving thing kind of looks like the USS Defiant from DS9.
I'm going to lie down now. I should have been lying down.
Yes.
But I can tell you we
Everybody
can see the...
You should be lying down listening to Bucci all the time. What are the sisters doing? What are they doing? Carrying a bucket of water up a hill? Or
Yeah. They're just hanging out.
Don't see sex in the sky.
No. This is a family show.
I'm just calling to tell you that there are no stars out yet. It's too early.
Everybody knows the Horsehead Nebula, but I like the spaghetti one. Sometimes I look up and I see, like, those slanted words coming out, like, from Star Wars.
What do you see up there?
I see a lot of potential.
You see chemtrails in outer space?
Yeah, I got a pretty decent, like, set of opera glasses
so
here. There's only one thing I can see through this telescope, and...
Is it a thumb? Is it your own thumb?
You know how, like, at a fancy place, they'll, like, do a little smear of sauce? But it's that sauce with, like, the grilled onions in it.
A lot of food. Yeah. I see that people are finding a lot of food up in the sky.
Tonight, I'm going to go out and I'm going to say, this one's for Bucci.
We got the NFL draft coming up.
That's the message that Saturn has been delivering for billions of years. Sometimes your death is a good thing if it adds beauty to the universe. You know?
So that rather than someone turning into oil in 3 million years, they become a ring in, like, the next 20. I don't want to put it in God's hands to make that rope ladder. I mean, we can make that rope ladder.
Yeah.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
There's Orion. There's Ursa Major. There's a surveillance drone.
Bucci.
Okay. It's Bucci.
Trust. Bucci.
You'll have to trust me on that. Get my lazy boy that I brought from home. It's more of a lazy Bucci, actually.
Bucci.
Oh, let's slow down, man. Big lot of show ahead of us. Yeah, this lazy Bucci is plush. Still has some turkey stains on it. I like to sit in the evening of an evening and just the turkey. Speaking of getting everywhere, ooh, that was a juicy crack. Coke, a rare Coke. It's called, what is it called? Coke Bucci is what I call it anyway. Oh, I gotta turn my baseball hat backwards. Creek. Coke Bucci is just regular Coke, can of Coke with my finger over the hole. So every bit of Coke is filtered through the finger. I don't like Coke, but I do like Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Already did that one. So it helps with the flavor. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad to be here. And you should see my mouth when I'm saying that. It's kind of curled up on one edge. Nice to see you here. It's good to be here. So today we're going to be looking at the cosmos some more. Because we didn't get enough of that last week. No, I'm just kidding. We're never doing that again. I'm never looking up again.
Bucci. Adage.
Nothing was gained by looking up, as that show proved. But it is not, you know, it's spring, right? Approaching the summer, so who needs the night sky anyway? We're all about the day sky. The air is warming.
Ah.
The earth is de-thawing.
That tickles.
The approaching summer means all sorts of things. Beaches. Adirondack chairs. Fist fights on Martha's Vineyard while the Obamas watch and take bets. That was really strange. Me and my brother were in a slap fight. And the Obamas, they vacationed there and they got word of it and they rushed over. And we're, you know, taking bets on who's going to get this most slapped. Spoiler alarm, it was my brother. Never get into a slap fight with a guy with mannequin arms hidden about his person.
Bucci. Adage.
What other things do you get that come with the warmer weather? Linen. My family and I do a linen off every year, actually. Who can wear the most linens? My uncle, he always wins. Because, I must say, you know my history with my uncle. You know what I wish my uncle was. Dead. But he's good at a linen off. Because not only does he wear all linen, and his aura is linen, and the tuna subs he eats are linen, but he also makes a linen baby and carries it around with him in a linen wrap slung over his shoulder. And that linen baby suckles linen too. But let's not get into that.
Bucci.
Certainly not a Bucci adage. So, you know, the linen baby living on linen milk, that always wins. So he always wins every year. And the winner gets a trophy made of what? That's right, plastic. But for Bucci, this year is going to be something different. You know, in the past years, I've talked about all sorts of goals for the summer. I tried to get really tan legs one year, and then the next year, I tried to get even tanner legs. And for this year, I like to set a goal for myself. You know, I don't see summer as a time. Go down. See summer as a time where for just relaxing, I like to have something to work towards. So this is the year I'm finally going to realize a dream, and the dream is to break the world record for being buried alive, to become what they call in the industry a burial artist. I'm an artist in every aspect of my life except for Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m., but I want to be an artist underground as well. I've been laying down with a metaphorical weight on my chest my whole life. I might as well do it with actual weights on my chest. 6 feet of earth above me. Why is this a lifelong goal of mine?
Bucci.
Good question. Well, I think it's actually because of the state that I'm from, Rhode Island. Rhode Island has a history of weird things going in the ground and weird circumstances surrounding burials. I don't know if you knew this, but this was specifically around the Great New England Vampire Panic of the 1800s in like 18-something, in the 1820s, a family in Exeter, Rhode Island, called Brown, they all started dying. First the mother died, and then her daughter, who was like 19, 20 years old, Mary, she died, and of like similar circumstances, you know. And then the son, Edwin, got sick and was close to death. So at that point, everyone's like, whoa, whoa, a boy's about to die. We gotta fix this. So the people of the town thought that the reason for all these deaths within this family were because a vampire was draining the life out of them. They didn't have Paramount Plus back then, you know, so you'll have to forgive them their ignorance. But that was what they thought. They said, oh, well, the only natural conclusion you can be drawn is that there is a Nosferatu at large. And to take it a step further, they thought that the daughter, Mary, was the vampire. They thought it was her doing. That she came out of the ground by night to stalk her family and chew on their blood under the pale moonlight. Thank you. Now, of course, there's no vampires, right? There was never a vampire. It was just good old-fashioned tuberculosis. This is before doctors knew to look for the telltale signs of tuberculosis, which is, if I look at this piece of paper here, coughing delicately into a blood-speckled handkerchief and saying things like, I'm fine, Papa. It's just a little cold. I'll be right as rain by this after lunch. I'll be fine, though. Of course, they never were. They were dead before the third act. But this was long before the discovery of tuberculosis, or I believe they called it consumption back then. Bucci. But you try telling Rhode Islanders to believe in tuberculosis. I mean, Dios mío, we just got around to believing in octopuses. Really? It was on the paper. Octopuses. Exclamation point. And then underneath, real. So stupid. So, anyway, going back to Mary, they thought she was a vampire, and so they dug her up. And to their horror, they saw that she wasn't decomposed. She looked the same as she did when she went in the ground, and there was blood in her heart. And so their fears were confirmed, you know. So they did the only thing that they could, you know. They burned her heart and her liver and fed the ashes to the son, Edwin, in hopes of saving the boy's life. And after eating the ash, the boy woke up and died 2 months later. This is the environment I grew up in. Some being buried alive is their nightmare, but not Bucci. I want to be down there, alive. I want to be alive down there. I want to break this being buried alive record. It's a real thing. People have been doing it for years. This Coke Bucci is really burning my esophagus.
Bucci. Adage.
So I need to prepare. So I am mentally preparing for this. It's, you know, as you could imagine, it's a severe strain to be down in a box. It's easy to panic. You got to keep the fear from your mind, Paul Atreides style. But I also, obviously, I need something to be buried in. I need a coffin. So, like everything in my life lately, I turn to you, and I'm talking to you, for assistance in designing and building the coffin that I will eventually be buried in for this competition. I wish I could avoid the casket entirely. I wish I could free solo being buried alive, like Mr. Beast did back in 2021. He was just in the dirt, babe, 6 feet under, nothing. He's just wearing, like, plastic pants. Super absorbent plastic pants. And it was just, like, a small tube going from the surface to his mouth so they could slide the Mr. Beast-branded beef jerky down there. And he was down there for a long time. Free Solo! Free Solo being buried alive. But I can't do that. I'm not Mr. Beast. So I need to build a coffin, but can't be your standard casket thing, which is, you know, it's like 84 by 28 by 23 inches. I need to live in this thing for 148 days. The record is 149, and I do want to break the record, but I do feel bad because the guy who did the 149, that's all he had. I don't want to take that away from him. That's in his Wikipedia page. Best, longest being buried alive. I don't want to amend that poor bastard's Wikipedia page. So I'm going for 148. And I have a lot to live for and be buried for. So this coffin needs to be bespoke. In the trade, we call it a safety coffin. They are reinforced. They are wider and higher than your standard one. They are built to hold the weight of earth, 6 feet of earth, so it doesn't collapse in on you like it has with other people. They have air holes, food tubes, lighting for reading, Jenny McCarthy posters. They are almost like a New York City apartment.
Poochie's in a tizzy.
So I'm trying. So that is what I'm going to try to design this hour. We're going to build the perfect coffin. You know, I know you people have thought about this, ruminated on it. I was talking to Michelle with 1L, WFMU's own Michelle, and she went on for like 20 minutes about her coffin. It's going to be a shaped like a lips, and then she's going to be in the mouth and two lips on either side. Interesting. And, you know, I know you have opinions. Oh, I want my coffin. Oh, I want my coffin to be oak. I want it to be oak as a MF-er. I want my coffin to be sexy. No, not that sexy. Stuff like that. I want my coffin to be lined with SpongeBob pajamas. I want to be married to my coffin so that way I'm buried with a loved one. Now, but we're not talking about your dreams and your fantasies.
What's your fantasy coffin?
Thank you. We're going to build it tonight. Tell me what you want this coffin to include. And it better be safe, because the DJ is going to be testing this thing. He's going to be down there. And he's only going to be down there with three people. Me, myself, and the Worms. It's Viagra Boys, Worms, on WFMU.
I had a dream I was under the ground. My friends and family were buried all around.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Build a perfect coffin!
What's your fantasy coffin?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
I had a dream I was under the ground.
Hey! It's Bucci.
Bucci.
Mm. That was the Viagra Boys, or as we have to call them here, the Cetaphil Boys, because we can't, it's a brand, we can't endorse Viagra around here, so it has to be the Cetaphil. Is that how you pronounce it? It has to be the generic, you know, because we can't talk about, though people talk about it enough in the comments, I tell you that. God, you can't control F the word Viagra. You're going to get the phone book. We're making coffins today for Bucci's. Bucci's trying to break the record for being buried alive, and I need to build a coffin, so I need your help. I need to build the ideal coffin right now. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hey, I'm calling in on the topic.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Smith.
Hey, Crest, how you doing? So, what do you think? I'm trying to make this coffin solid and cozy that I'm going to be living down there for a long period of time. What do you think this coffin should have there, Crest?
Yeah.
So loud.
I definitely have a response for you, but I want to ask.
Oh, good, a response.
What is the difference between a coffin and a casket?
I don't know. I think it's the same thing. Is that really what you called up a radio station to ask?
No. I had a response. I was just hoping you had the difference because I don't know either.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because the word casket contains a curse in it, and we have to be very careful about that with the FCC.
Absolutely. All right.
Does that make sense? Right. Coffin
does
is
not. Yeah,
it's the G-rated. Totally. So cask it, if you can think of the word, the curse word, that is the R-rated version of a coffin, which is nice
right.
And G.
Hopefully you drop that one out of there because it's just kind of like that way.
Hey, Crest there, what do you what should this coffin contain, okay? Can you tell me?
Sure.
Cuz yeah, my hammer absolutely. Is poised above a nail and it's ready to make, so I need your assistance.
Yeah, you got it, man. I'm a type of person I need to feed off of what's already there, kind of like a worm, I guess.
Yes, so I guess so.
You said a food tube.
Yes, food so tube. Yes, an FT.
So naturally, there should be a boob tube, which is kind of like a food tube.
You mean
some,
a television?
You know,
you should have a television.
Babies,
a television? You think it should be have a television?
No, a boob tube. You got a food tube, so it should have a boob tube.
Yeah, isn't that slang, street slang for a television? Am I wrong about that?
I've never really been that hip.
You're not talking about literal tubes that are bosomy, are you?
Yeah, you know.
You're talking about bosomy tubes?
Some,
I don't want bosomy tubes.
Like babies,
weird glass tubes with, like, novelty bosoms on it? I don't want that.
It just comes right through the tube.
No, that's a bad idea. You put that in your coffin. You can line the whole thing of your coffin with all sorts of private parts, but keep it out of Bucci's fantasy.
No, I'm just talking about food tubes. I'll put it in writing and I'll send it to you.
Fantasy coffin.
All right, yeah, put it in writing and hit me up.
I'm doing it now.
Wet your finger and write it in the air. Okay, goodbye. Caller, you go, Bucci. It's terrible.
Hey, Bucci. It's Daniel in Portage Park.
Hey, Daniel. How are you doing?
Doing all right. How are you doing? I got three things.
I really prefer not answering that question, if you don't mind, Daniel.
Three great things here.
Okay. It better not have to do with, like, it might not, it better not be, you know, genital-based.
No.
It is?
No. So,
Whimsical sock. Huh?
Yeah, you know, some bright sort of patterned sock to keep the earthworms away.
I see. So it's wrapped like a 2003 Corvette.
Yeah, kind of nice and dry and warm, right?
Oh, I see. So it's sheathed in a sock to keep the elements out. That is true because the earth, as you know, famously, from listening to Tom Waits songs, is cold, cold ground, you know? So if it was insulated with a giant sock.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Yeah,
I'm going to write that down.
Some scratch-off lottery tickets got to be in that thing.
This pen doesn't work. Scratch-off lottery tickets? Why? lottery.
Well, you know, it's good luck in the afterlife.
Something to do. But I'm not dying there, Daniel. Maybe I'm trying to break the world record or come one under the world record for being buried alive. So I'm building a safety coffin, you know, so I'm not going to be dead. In fact, if I die, then this is your fault.
You're going to do like a David Blaine thing or something?
Oh, but even deeper and even darker.
Oh,
and not
okay.
A glass coffin like that guy did. What that guy did was buried in a glass coffin. They didn't fill the earth on top of it. And people were just looking at him, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, you could do whatever you want.
You know,
in front of him,
sunglasses,
which people were doing, and they said,
need to be in the coffin.
Who needs to be in the coffin?
A pair of sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll keep a sunglasses just to be really, to feel dope. When I'm wearing sunglasses, man, there's nothing wrong. Time just flies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a cool sailing.
Yeah, that's good that you said that. And you know what I'm saying? I'll see you next week. Goodbye. 201-209-9368. I am building a coffin.
What's your fantasy coffin?
And what's more important is not what you think a beautiful coffin is, but what I can use when I'm buried underground. The Guinness Book no longer recognizes the record because so many people were dying. So people were really stretching themselves. They don't acknowledge that anymore. So it'll have to be, how you say, off the books. You know, there will be people, the press. I will invite the press and station manager Ken. And I'm going to invite my old high school chemistry teacher to show him that I'm not a failure after all. Oh, sorry, Mr. Souza. I couldn't convert barium chloride to barium sulfate, but you know what I'm converting now? Oxygen to CO2 in an enclosed space, so how about that, you shoot head? Call it Igabuchi.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Franca.
Oh, hey, Franca. So, Frank, what can I add to this coffin so I'm safe and cool?
Well, I was thinking, like, if you're looking for an ideal coffin, like, think like a refrigerator.
Okay, I'm thinking of a refrigerator.
You can get one big enough that, what's it called? It would be big enough that you could hang out in.
Right,
like
a giant thing. Right, so I don't know. I'm going to entertain this. It would be nice to be buried in a refrigerator because they got those egg trays. And I can keep my eggs in there while I'm down there. I'm not going to eat them. So that's a good place to store food while being buried alive. Is that
yeah,
what
if you're
kind
going
of
for the
thinking?
Record.
I am going. Well, I'm going for one day under the record. But, okay, so you're not literally talking about a refrigerator, though. You're talking about something that looks like a refrigerator or has the insides of a refrigerator? Tell me now.
Well, I'm thinking it'd be more like a refrigerator that looks like a coffin. Because, as you said, you want to be buried alive in a coffin.
Which I do.
You get into those issues of how big is a coffin? Like, when does it become a tomb?
Yes. Well, I can't have a tomb. That is true. You can't. That's someone in some guy in Ireland. He tried to do that. He built a tomb and then buried it. So he was just chilling in a studio apartment down there, and that doesn't count at all because it's not a coffin. So it can't be a tomb, and it can't be a little tiny coffin. It has to be something in between. So a refrigerator-sized coffin is sort of like that, I must say.
You might get disqualified, though, because I think a refrigerator is closer to a casket because it has a lid that goes up and down.
Is that what
coffin
the difference?
Coffin has to be sealed, so if we can find some sort of sealed refrigerator.
So this has to be sealed. Okay, so I'm going to write that down, sealed refrigerator. All right. Thanks, sir. Caller Igabuchi. Oh, I hung up on both of them. Call back, 201-209-9368. My fingers are shaking with excitement so much. I'm hanging up on people. I can't wait to be underground. Babe, this is going to fix it for me. I have been training for this thing mentally. But also, going into real training, I prized up some boards in my kitchen. my condo, and I've been I slipped under there, been hanging out under there just for hours. I have to get used to being in an enclosed space, you know? When I sleep under the bed, and my wife, my current wife, Mrs. Bucci, she's on top, I'm underneath the bed, which is not a metaphor for our relationship, by the way. Call her, Gabucci. Yeah, hey, you're on the radio.
I made it?
Yeah, you made it. Who's this?
Hey, it's Frank E.
Oh, hey, Frank E. How are you doing, Frank E?
Doing well.
All right, Frank E. Tell me, what is what do I need to this coffin to make myself comfortable while I'm down there?
You need a little wood stove with an exhaust.
Yes.
It gets real cold underground. You know, it's degrees only.
Yes, but I do have that. I do have a sock to wrap around. I have a giant sock that other gentleman donated. So that's hopefully going to provide enough insulation. And also, if there was some sort of like wood burning stove, I don't know much about wood burning stoves because I failed chemistry. But isn't that going to create a lot of poisonous, toxic gas or smoke in the coffin itself?
That's why you vent it.
I vent it.
Yeah, you just put a vent in.
So I got to have a vent. I see.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah. I can use it for cooking. I can use it to cook turkey sandwiches or
you can heat stuff up.
I can heat
you
stuff
can,
up.
You ever stare at a fire for hours?
Yeah, and I got a lot to. I mean, I got this Jenny McCarthy poster, but I'm going to get bored looking at that. So I might want to, you know, look into some you know, I'm going to write that down. Wood burning stove with vent. Okay.
Yeah, make sure it's big enough and you like rate it for the size.
Yeah, you don't want to come in it with me though, right?
The coffin?
Yeah, you don't want to be in there, right? That's not your dream.
Is it the studio apartment one or is this just like
this is going to be a safety coffin. This is going to be big. Like I said, it's going to be just to give you some dimensions. I want this thing to be about 4 feet high and about 10 feet long. So a good amount of space. So I can roll around.
10, so 40 square feet.
Yes, something like that. I can roll around or, you know, have a nervous breakdown down there.
You think you'll have one if you're down there alone?
Well, I don't know, man. I've been trying. You know, that's why I've been kind of living under the floorboards and in the walls so I can get
used. Of the condo?
Yeah, of the condo so I can get used to being in an enclosed space, you know. You understand. The walls are closing in on you every day of your life, right? Every day it seems like the walls
are closing
in. Oh, my
gosh. The family, when they get upset, they put me in closets. I got to live in there for a week.
Yeah.
Let's say breakfast is not enjoyable.
Well, I've never been more on the side of your family. Family, if you're listening, keep up the good work. All right. I got to go. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci.
Oh, hey. Who's this?
That's Brian.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
I'm still good. How are you?
That's a little bit too good. Don't be too good around Bucci.
I'm all right. I'm not as good
okay,
as I
good,
was.
Good.
A
just
ago.
Just roll it back. All right, Brian. You said Brian, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Brian, what should I add to this coffin to make it cool, dope, fresh, and safe?
Potato skins bar.
A potato skins bar. You mean like they used to have at TGI Fridays? Is that what you're talking about? Like.
Yeah, it's like a car that they can wheel out with like all the fixins.
Yeah, the fixins.
All the potato jackets, yeah.
Yeah, you get the potato jacket and some sour cream, some cheese.
Sour cream.
Caviar.
Chili,
yeah. That's an interesting, because I am going to need to eat, and I don't want to rely necessarily on a tube, you know, because what if people, I don't want them to have that power over me, the power of my, of eating. I would rather be self-sufficient. And a potato bar is an interesting idea. Potato bar. All right. That's very interesting. Why? Is that what you want to be buried with?
You know, I'm not really that big a fan of potato skins, but...
No, but you want me to be a fan of them. I see.
I think... It seems like Bucci would like potato skins.
Well, man, I hate to say it, but you hit that nail right on the head. So...
You do or you don't?
Oh, I do. I like it. That was instead of a wedding cake, we had a giant potato with loaded up, and we smushed it into each other's faces. Well, I smushed it into Mrs. Bucci's face. She didn't care for that.
My
All right,
God.
Thank you very much.
How often do you have skins?
How often do I have them? Twice a week. The fiber is great. I don't know if you knew this. This isn't a conspiracy theory. I know a lot of people do, but fiber, potato skins have a lot of fiber in them.
Right.
Yeah, goodbye. I could tell he didn't believe me, but they are. Caller Yagabuchi. Potato skin bar. I like that. All right, who's this?
This is Steve.
Oh, hey, Steve. Oh, hey, Steve from Bushwick. How you doing?
Doing good.
Steve. All right, Steve, what should I add to this coffin?
Well, like a smaller coffin.
Huh.
And maybe some dirt so you could... Well, I suppose you'd also need like a smaller living thing that could be buried alive inside.
Oh, I see. So it's like a nesting doll sort of a thing where I'm being buried and then I have a little coffin and then there's a smaller coffin. Like maybe I can bury it. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be a living thing, like a doll. And then the doll can be, you know, there can be a coffin in the doll and over and over again. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sort of.
What's the point of that, do you think? Companionship or what?
Well, you could probably break some other records.
What other record? As how many like dolls filled in a coffin?
The amount of coffins
in
maybe
a coffin
being buried in coffins.
Yeah, however,
I don't know.
So I break the record for being buried alive, but I also break the record for having the most amount of coffins within a coffin.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. Bushwick calling. 201-209-9368. I'm looking to add stuff to my coffin. We got some good ideas. Maybe a little peekaboo window. How about a little peekaboo window? Like, not over my face, but maybe over my navel, you know? So, wood, peekaboo window, wood, right over the navel so you can see the Ouroboros snake that I have tattooed around my belly button. People love looking at that snake. A little sexy. Caller, you got Bucci. I gotta stop saying sexy.
Bucci!
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Bucci. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm real glad that your topic is building your own coffin because that's what you're gonna be in when you get home.
Why? What did I
do? You wanna know what? I'll give you a hint. Guess what I'm sitting in right now?
A coffin?
No, I'm sitting in the Adirondack chairs you promised you'd assemble 2 weekends in a row, and I assembled them all during your long monologue.
But I have to say, Mrs. Bucci, I've been thinking about, you know, I've been trying to build a coffin. I can't build an Adirondack chair. I mean,
well, what if summer's coming? I'm not thinking about death. I'm thinking about Adirondack chairs.
I'm not thinking about death either, Mrs. Bucci. I'm going to be
buried
alive.
You said I will assemble them after I finish thinking about Bucci. How long are you thinking about Bucci every day? You need to focus on the Adirondack chairs.
I'm trying to focus on my mind and being buried alive. You know, what should this fly? You know, should it be shaped like an old flip phone? That'd be fun, right? If the coffin was shaped like a flip phone.
Yeah, well, you're going to be spending a lot of time in that coffin. Because you're dead.
Gotta go. That Adirondack chair, by the way, heaven forbid I make a coffin out of that thing. That thing was a piece of junk. Though I'm sure it's nice now because she's got the abilities. Caller, no, there's no more callers. 201-209-9368. Help design a coffin that Bucci can live in for 150 or 148 or 49, around that period of time, days, so I can break the record.
What's your fantasy coffin?
What if it was shaped like Bucci? That would be pretty good branding. So it looks like Bucci. So it's my face, me in a tracksuit, my puma-skinned pumas, bucket hat with the word Adobe Acrobat on it, smiling, thumbs up. It'd be fun. Caller Yagabuchi. Caller Yagabuchi. Hello.
Hey, Bucci.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Todd from Baltimore.
Hey, Todd. I didn't fail to assemble your Adirondack chairs, too, right? I mean, right? I didn't let you down with the Adirondack chair, did I?
No, I'm chilling on it right now outside. It's great. Really great on my period of unemployment here, but I feel like this episode's a calling to me. I've been unemployed for 2 years now. I engineered such systems you're talking about here.
Okay. All right, so what do you think I should be buried in, alive in? What is your addition to the coffin?
Well, I am concerned you're hitting up on the tomb level with three people, but we can balance it. You know, I used to make these great carbon fiber tubes that would house people, and it was great.
You were making these carbon fiber tubes to house people, against their will, right?
No, they were paying customers.
They were paying customers, and it was like a kink thing? They wanted to be in the tube or all the time, or was it for people who had passed?
No, they were alive. They were going to explore,
weird.
You know, the deep seas.
Okay, so you think it should be made of carbon fiber. That was lightweight, right? Is that going to take the weight of all that earth, though?
Oh, certainly. I mean, this stuff handled deep depths of the ocean.
Carbon. Oh, that's true. Carbon fiber tubes. All right. It's interesting. What else? Anything else?
I was thinking like a PlayStation 2 would be really cool.
PlayStation.
Yes. Need for Speed Underground.
Yeah, maybe Tekken. Like a couple of Tekkens, maybe. One of the 2-3 Tekkens in there, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe, Beyblades.
What's that called? Beyblades?
Beyblades. If we could rip those within it.
I don't know what you mean. What is that? What are you talking about?
It's like you have like a cord that has a gearing on it, and you rip, pull it like you're... And it is a spinning top, and then they fight each other. I see.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, I do need to. I'm going to be there's going to be a lot of time, so I do need to be stimulated. I can't let the. I have to keep the fear away, and, you know, what better to do it than a little gaming action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. I hope you find some work soon. Maybe you can.
Hey, no. The hope here was that you would. I can do this while you do the Adirondack chair.
Oh, I see. So you're going to be helping me with this coffee. You're going to be coming and actually doing the work with me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to.
No credit, by the way.
Right?
You're not going to get any credit, though. I'm going to probably brag in the press that I built the coffin, if you don't mind.
I don't mind that. Like, luckily, my last boss took all the credit for my last build, so.
Okay, I'm sorry. I hate to be, your last boss and I sound about the same person a little bit, unfortunately. But I appreciate any help you can give me.
Yeah, that's all good. He got what was coming in.
Okay. All right, see ya. Yikes. I wish I could be buried alive in a dial tone. That hum. To be buried in sound. 201-209-9368. I am going to be buried alive as part of a competition. I am trying this summer to build up to that, so I need your help building a coffin. I have enlisted a professional grave digger. This guy's Steve, and he is an expert at digging graves. He dug Matthew Broderick's grave, so when he passes, the hole is ready for him, which it cannot come too soon. We keep trying to lure him towards the hole, but he's too smart. Call Rigabucci.
As part of a...
Hello. You're on the radio.
Hey, Bucci, it's Jeff from Baltimore, and I want to jump right into address the elephant in the room, you know, like bodily functions. Am I allowed to say poo-poo on the radio?
You are absolutely not. You can say bodily functions. And go ahead with your – I have an idea, but you tell me your idea.
Okay, yeah. So I wanted to take some inspiration from that toilet that didn't work on the space station.
Yeah.
Or not the space – whatever that rocket was.
Artemis
that went up 2. There.
Artemis 2.
Yeah, they had like all those toilet problems.
They did.
And so
that was the best part of the space.
I figured out how to solve that, and like you could then have, like you could actually show them and demonstrate how to make a proper working toilet that could be used in space.
Jeff, be very, very careful. What is the idea? But being very, very careful.
It's got to be something that contains it properly.
It, yes.
You know, it's, and so it's got to, you got to have enough room down there so that
down
it can
there.
Go in, and then you want to sprinkle like some sawdust on it, apparently,
no,
works really well, and do some composting. So then you can grow some
flowers
in it
and vegetables
and
yeah,
have some
sure.
fresh vegetables while you're down
maybe
there.
Maybe I can. Maybe those potatoes can be grown and I can use those for the make the jacket potato bar, huh?
That would be very good. Because you want to have some greens too. You know, get some fresh greens.
Yeah, you get some fresh greens. How about that?
Yep, but the other important thing is you got to have Bucci Cam. Are you having Bucci Cam down there?
The show from down there. I might want to do the show from down there. Let me float you this another toilet alternative. So what I bought was 50 pounds of lye, right? And I think that I'm going to have a trap door at the base of the coffin and fill it with lye. And I just do that, and then it eats. It'll eat everything. How about that?
Yeah, but that stuff can be toxic. It could, if you accidentally get some on your skin, it could burn.
I'm pretty good at crouching.
All right, well, be careful with that, because there's a lot of sensitive areas down there.
Yeah, maybe on you, but not me. Okay, gotta go. Sensitive areas. Bucci's cool and tough. Call it a go, Bucci. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm fine, too. So what, Franco, what should I add? You think I should put the Cadillac fins on my coffin? What do you think?
No, I think that's already been... Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it's been... I'm sure it's
Cadillac.
Been. Yeah,
anyway,
I'm sure.
But it's just, I was like dozing off here in the living room, and Christy brought me a cup of coffee, and the first thing I see standing on one of the Yamaha studio monitors.
Yes.
Is a coffin and a sarcophagus the same thing?
Man, there's a lot of different things like casket, coffin, sarcophagus. Sarcophagus feels larger, right? That has a bunch, like a family is in there, maybe.
Okay, well, I built one.
You built a sarcophagus?
Yes.
Okay, what does it look like?
Well, I was the prop master on a TV show, and they needed a sarcophagus that a big piece of meat came to life and flew across the room.
Is this like Buffy the Vampire Slayer or something? Was that the show? It sounds...
I don't know what the... You know what? I used to do so much stuff, I don't even remember what it was. I don't remember the movie, but I remember the sarcophagus, but this is my living room. And it's just waiting for someone to crawl in. And I know you're not a very big person, and neither am I, by the way. And, I'm just, thinking ahead, It's, all those expenses,
My arms are 60.
Funeral expenses.
I'm not dying.
Why not?
People just want to die.
I'm older than you, so I'm probably going to die first.
Yeah.
But, I knocked this thing off in an afternoon.
So, wait, you have a sarcophagus in your living room?
Yes, I do. It's on top of a speaker cabinet.
How big is it? It can't be that big then, right? I mean, unless you have huge speakers.
No, it's not that big. I'm looking at it right now, and it's about 2.5 feet high. It has a lid that has Egyptian motifs painted on it.
I see.
EMs.
I see.
Someplace, someplace in a drawer, I have Master that has it. But I don't know where it is.
It sounds like I can only fit my head. If I was trying to bury my head alive, that seems like the sarcophagus would be. But I need to put my whole body. Can my whole body go in this thing? And not
sure
like some in utero thing, but like actually stretching out hands behind my head looking at a Jenny McCarthy poster?
Do you know what a meat grinder is?
I do, yes.
Okay, well, someone probably...
You want me to grind myself up? I'm being buried alive.
I would say you have to get someone else to do it for you.
All right.
Like Mrs. Bucci, for example.
Yeah, well, she'll probably be first in line.
That would be,
yeah.
She can grind it up, put it in, and pat it down like a meatloaf, and then put it out in the yard.
Franco, these are interesting ideas, and maybe when I finally pass, I will be ground up and put in your sarcophagus. But right now, I need to be down there living so I can break this darn record. You know what I'm saying?
There's always a catch.
There's always a catch. All right, good hearing from you, Franco.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, What do you think I should be? What kind of coffin do you think I should be bearing? What should I add to my coffin?
One of those pink plastic Barbie coffins.
Oh, so you should look like a Barbie. It should be like Barbie's dream coffin kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that how you want to go? You want to be buried in that? What do you? How? What kind of coffin do you want to be buried in?
I don't care.
You don't care? Just anything? Something biodegradable so you can become like an apple tree or something?
That would be ideal. Yeah. But it's probably not.
And then someone takes a bite of the apple and like, man, this apple tastes mad. Well, I have a coffin kind of half built. Let's do one more call. Call Rigabucci real fast.
I don't know if I missed it, but what is the theme of this coffin? You're going to be like the Mach 5 race car?
I think it might be Barbie. I think it might be a Barbie dream coffin.
Oh, say hi to Ken for me.
No. Call Rigabucci real fast.
Hey, I was thinking that one thing that you... Oh, I'm Craig from Queens, by the way.
Yeah,
one thing that you could add to your coffin is my grandpa. All right? He's right now in a coffin by himself, but I was thinking you two could be teammates.
No, I can't, because what is he? Is he also alive? I can't share this glory with him. If he wants to be buried alive, I can't. I can't. I can't. I'm going to be talking about more of this. We're all going to go on the journey of me being buried alive, and it's going to be wonderful. Yeah. But now I got to go. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online. All the time at WFMU.org. Up next, the man, or a man, Micah from the Music of Mind Control. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci.